Dear Heart Dwellers, this true experience comes to us from one of our community members, in which the pastor in the story chooses to remain anonymous. Last week, a pastor was on a trip, driving his car, and saw an elderly man walking on the side of the road. He decided to give him a ride, and while they were traveling, the old man said to the pastor, "Son, do you know what happened last night in heaven?" The pastor got scared and quickly stopped the car and asked, "Sir, are you okay? How did you get information from heaven?" asked the pastor. The old man said, "Last night in heaven, God was very angry against man and told the angels to blow the trumpet. The angels raised the trumpet, and when they were going to start blowing the trumpet, this is when Jesus fell down before God and began to plead with tears in his eyes. Then fresh blood came. It began to come out of his hands and body. Christ told God to have mercy so that his death was not in vain. God, seeing the wounds of his son and seeing the pain of his saints and also the wickedness of the people, he said, quote, 'I'll give you a last opportunity,' end quote." Jesus turned to the angels and commanded them to hurry. Large number of angels from all over the world and tell the world that the end is near and that Jesus was coming soon. The pastor wiped his tears and asked, "Sir, how do you know all this?" And the old man replied, "I am one of those angels that was sent to the world," and continued saying to the pastor, "Please use all the media and send this message. There's no time to lose." And then the old man disappeared. Mother Claire began, "Blessed Mother, we are waiting again, and it seems that the rapture is delayed." Jesus responded, "Claire, have my heart for sinners. It is not my heart to see thousands swept away into hell. Understand, beloved, I love these souls. I see what they could be. My heart is to save them. But it is true, at some point I must let go. This is so painful for me." Imagine having to let go of your children, knowing their fate to be eternal damnation and separation from me. "I can't, Lord." This is true, you can't. "Neither can I, and that's why it is so difficult for me when things must be finalized and they are gone forever. I cannot bear the thought of losing one, let alone many. Try to understand, beloved, and give until it hurts. This will be such a comfort for me. Lord, please uphold me so I do not collapse." "I am doing that." "You said any minute. Is that changed?" "Very slightly. And this requires patient endurance on your part. It is very slight. It is not a major shift in time as you have had before." "What can I do for you, Lord?" Mother Mary began, "Love him unconditionally, without the condition of being delivered from pain. Love him no matter what, Claire. Completely abandon your life into his hands. Let him have this little extra time and do all in your power to help. This is what love looks like. Complete abandonment to the will of the beloved, no matter what the cost." "I want to be there, Mother, with a cheerful heart, not with grumbling. I think it is a good idea to explain this slight delay to the channel. In this moment, the Father is holding the destiny of millions in his hands. If we can save but one soul for him, then let us do it. He is sustaining you, and he will continue to until the Father gives a sign for the trumpets to blow and for his son to come back to intercept his bride." "I need more faith." "I know. Continue to obey. Don't lose hope, and it shall be yours. These are true tests of love for him. But you see how he is upholding you and giving you his work to do. He is equipping you and sending you out in this interim before the rapture. Only the Father knows when this interim will end. It is best for you to resign yourself to a bit of a wait and do all you can to bring the harvest in. These are exciting times you are living in. And when there are delays, it is because extraordinary prayer was offered to save sinners. There are incredible allowances being made for the unsaved. It is like nothing that has ever been done before. There is so much to lose that the Father is extending compassion to him. You will see how things unfold in the coming days. Much has been mitigated by prayer intervention, but still much more is to come that will be the fulfillment of Scripture. Have courage, daughter. It will be at a time you least expect it. That is what he has said, and it will be done this way. I do not have the keys to this mystery. I only know that God is a God of his word fulfilled. Tell your people not to slack off on their work. What has been begun will not be stopped. It will come to an end, and soon. Tell them to make every moment count, and as I tell you to do as well, make every moment count for the kingdom of God. Be found doing his will in faithfulness. More graces are coming as they are needed. Do not grow sad. Rather realize you are living in the most exciting time in the Bible. Make the best of it and tell my children not to slack off. Keep working. Keep watching. And I will keep helping. We will not abandon you or leave you on your own.